With my touch, a plus-size anorak became Comme des Garçons and ski pants Balenciaga. Smashing Boredom. Chapter 2, How I Became a Girl Boss. The Early Days. Hernias, haggling, and the sad bunny. So you've decided to step up to the plate and start an eBay business. You should first decide how much time you have to devote. I suggest you don't quit your day job yet. Starting an eBay business for dummies. If I'm being totally honest here, and that's what I'm being here, totally honest, Nasty Gal started because I had a hernia. I was living in San Francisco, jobless, when I suddenly discovered that I had a hernia in my groin. I wore a lot of super tight pants at the time, and the hernia was visible even when I had clothes on, with a little bump sticking out like boop. One time, I even shaved off all my pubic hair except for the hair that covered the bump. Clearly, I did not give a fuck. But all joking aside, I knew that the hernia was a medical condition that required treatment, and to get treatment, I would need health insurance. To get health insurance, I would need a job. A real one. I found one checking IDs in the lobby of an art school and started to put in the 90 days that were required as a waiting period before the job's benefits kicked in. As you can probably imagine, checking IDs wasn't the most stimulating job, so I had a lot of time to dick around on the internet. MySpace ruled in those days. I went by the username Wigwam. At some point, I started to notice that I was getting a lot of friend requests from eBay sellers aiming to promote their vintage stores to young girls like me. After 90 days, I got health insurance, got my hernia fixed, and got the hell out of there. During my recovery period, I moved out of my place and, to both my and my mother's dismay, spent a month living at home. I had no income and no plan, but boy did I have time. I remembered the friend requests I had accumulated from vintage sellers and thought, hell, I can do that. I had the photography experience. I had cute friends to model. I wore exclusively vintage and knew the ropes. And I was an expert scavenger. The first thing I did was buy a book, Starting an eBay Business for Dummies, which taught me how to set up my store. The first